Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today in the office is the beautiful Coyote Joseph, Coyote with a K. And we're talking all about, with Valentine's Day coming, what are we going to talk about? Top three tips.
Yeah, how to communicate and get the result you want. And I think this is a really important topic just with that V-Day coming up and approaching for all you couples out there. It's time to clean up your acts and start communicating right so you feel so connected for this special February 14th.
That's right. Or you're going to make, if you're not yet coupling, you can make demands and get what you want. And
yeah, this actually works with your boss, this works with your mom, this works with your best friend. So you will be able to use it no matter where you're at in your love life.
Well, Coyote with a K on Instagram. You have to check her out.
K-A-Y-O-T-E.
Oh, my God. K-A-Y like me. What are you known for? She's into holistic health, but so much more. And tell me a little for our audience what people can learn from you.
Yeah. So I'm a holistic healing and wellness expert. I've been in this field doing research, making content, seeing clients for 11 years. I'm getting a PhD studying integrative healing. So this is my area of absolute obsession. And something that has always come up for me with clients is they want to be able to speak their truth in a way where they're received, you know, because you know that thing where you have something hard you want to say, but you don't quite know how to say it because you're afraid it's going to make things worse and cause a confrontation. You've had that experience, no?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. At work, with employees, with companies you're working with all the time, with spouses.
Yeah, so I developed a method. It's called the PCI method for communicating anything and getting what you want. And P stands for prime. So before you go into have this conversation, whether it's to set a boundary or to express something you want or you need, you're going to think about, who do I need to be to get what I want in this conversation? So if this conversation is a conversation in which you're wanting to engender some more closeness and come out of the conversation more connected to the other person, you're going to want to go in open-hearted, you know, feeling like you're compassionate and receptive. If this is a conversation in which you're setting a boundary or expressing something you need or maybe asking for a pay raise, you're going to want to go in there different. You're going to want to go in there centered and grounded in yourself and feeling strong and powerful. So first is prime. That's the P in the PCI method. Prime yourself and step into the energy of either the badass who gets what she or he wants, or as the loving communicator who is able to really, really see and be seen within the context of a combo. So then you come to step number two, which is C, and that stands for curiosity. Mm. So you're going to get curious.
Prime and curiosity.
Yes, prime and then curiosity. So instead of assuming, which we know makes an ass out of you and me, wink, you're going to get curious and you're going to ask the other person if there was some sort of altercation or some sort of experience that you had with them where you feel like you're needing to get clarification or you want to up-level some sort of way of behaving with them. You're going to ask them, so I'm really curious what you meant when you said X the other day, because I came away feeling a bit hurt when you said that, or I'm really curious to know why this thing keeps repeating in our dynamic. What's your thoughts on that? So when you get curious, this does the opposite of making people defensive. When you assume,
it opens them up.
It opens them up. It gives them an opportunity to actually think, wait, what was I thinking? What was I doing? What was I meaning in that moment? And they will answer you so differently than if you say, you did this and now I'm mad. Or I hate this about, or I need this. When you start anything with a defensive attitude versus a question and curiosity, you are going to immediately have that person be feeling like they're under attack. So this is the way to keep the communication flowing and to get what you want, which we know is the most important goal of the PCI method. So the final step in the PCI method is I, for I statements. And this is why, this is where rather we say, I feel.
Right.
I'm having this come up for me. When this happens, I feel. I'm writing a story that when you say this, what you mean is this. And we do I statements because you statements simply don't work. If you say, you did, like I said, if you say...
confrontational.
That is confrontational. You did this, and the truth is, they didn't do anything.
Yeah. This is your just perception. Being them. This is how perception. You react to
so
them.
So this is you taking responsibility. So mm-hmm. I feel this way, and I really would love if we could do this instead, or I would really enjoy if we could communicate with each other in this way. I'm feeling blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I statements all the way, in for the win. You're going to get someone open and responsive and receptive to what it is you want, who wants to support you in what it is you're asking for. And that's also a great way of saying things. You can say, I'm doing this practice of setting boundaries, and I would love your support in doing that. When this comes up for me, the best way you can support me is to do X, Y, and Z. Mm. And there's just...
It's all in how you say it.
It's just all in how you say it. You can say the same thing.
You just can't be reactive and just let loose with what you want to say. You have to kind of think like if I was the other person.
This is diplomacy, to be honest.
Diplomacy 101, yes. And when you say, when you do that, I feel like your feelings are valid. Nobody can say you don't feel that.
No. And you can say, when you did this, I had this come up. But, you know, just the word you in itself, I don't know what it is with us humans, but that just gets us.
It's finger pointing.
It's like the hair on the back of our neck standing up.
Yeah, that's so true.
So this is my advice for y'all. That's the PCI method. Give it a shot.
So prime yourself. Get yourself in the mode of communication you need to be in.
Yeah, and then get curious. That's the second step.
Be a curious person.
Like, be open-minded.
So you're asking to dive into them.
Yeah, you're asking to dive into them. Exactly. Like, really.
Curious about you.
You definitely have an – we mostly always have an assumption. But even if you do, act as if you don't. Because you know what happens, Dr. K, is that 99% of the time, no one ever even gets to the I step. Because the curiosity, it's not what we thought it was.
Yeah.
When you actually ask them and they explain it, it's not what your ego assumed it was. That's and so, so you don't true. Even need step three.
We make ourselves the center of the story a lot.
We that's sure why, do.
That's why taking out the you and talking like, I mean, you are the center of your own story. You can validly say your feelings, but you need to really acknowledge the other person.
100%.
I'm curious what's in your brain.
Yeah.
Curious.
I'm curious. And they're going to be so flabbergasted that you are curious, probably after a long time of you not being curious, that even that alone will just stop them
it
in their tracks.
You seem less self-centered when you say, well, I'm curious about you. And then their ears perk up.
Yeah, okay. People love talking about themselves and thinking.
Yes. Okay, if you're dating, remember this, PCI. Be PCI. Curious. Be curious.
PCI, get that space clear and feeling close before this holiday. And if you're single with your loved ones, happy Valentine's Day.
If you're out there and you're still searching or you're happy on your own, good for you. Good for you. And you're going to find your person.
I
know.
Celebrating.
Yeah.
I found my person this year. I'm turning 34 next week, y'all. It's on its way.
The universe, it makes it happen. But you have to manifest by also being open and priming yourself, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Being a good communicator will hasten the process, indeed.
Yes. And get off your phones and get out there and be social.
Yeah.
That's it for now, guys. Thanks so much, Coyote, for coming on. And we're going to do a longer podcast. She and I want to talk about the consciousness of beauty.
Yeah. Oh, so much to talk about on that subject. Ah, yes. So excited.
So tune in for that. That's it for now. Where can people find you on your handles?
At Coyote, Kayote Joseph, Joseph, and then www.coyotejoseph.com.
Mwah! And you'll see her soon, coming up in some big, big media projects. So yeah. I'm so excited for you. Guys, I hope you have the best of all Valentine's Days. We did a podcast on female attractiveness, and now this is all about communication. So think about how you communicate, what you put out there, and what you want to receive. And I love all that great advice. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.